Hey y'all. So this is going to be a bit of a different recording. Just cuz I like get messages from you guys all the time of you guys saying that you guys could listen to me talk about anything. And Tuesdays are kind of shitty. I'm not feeling super great. Also, thank you so much to everybody for like your well wishes about how I wasn't like feeling great in my last audio, but I'm really glad you guys enjoyed me essentially dehydrating myself while sick for you guys. So Tuesdays are kind of shitty. I don't feel great, but I'm in a really good mood. I just thought that it would be fun to do something else. And one of the things that I was thinking about doing was recording an audio about like a funny story that possibly maybe will make you guys laugh at my misery. This story is about the time that my ex-boyfriend FaceTimed my mom with his cock out. So let me explain. A while back, I dated this guy who was 14 years older than me. He was 41. And I thought in dating someone that was older than me that I was gonna like get someone that was like really mature and like really fun. And this guy was just like a mess. He was like the most immature person I've ever met, and that's saying a lot, because boy. But yeah, he super mature, like he would throw fits and just do stupid stuff, and like we ended up breaking up, and we broke up and I started dating somebody else. And so he would still like call me and you know like text me and try to have conversations with me, and so it was, you know, whatever. And so the person that I was with at the time, the guy that I dated after me and him broke up, the guy who I was with like was not jealous. So like I would tell him like, oh, my ex-boyfriend called me, and he'd be like, that's fucking hilarious. Like he just thought it was funny because he knew that I like wasn't trying to like fuck with my ex. And so he just thought it was fucking funny that like my ex-boyfriend would text me all the time and I would get so mad about it. So my brother, a while back around the time that this, when this happened, my brother had just gotten my mom an iPad, and my mom doesn't know how to do anything technology based. I mean, she can use her iPhone because we've taught her to use it, but like, if you tell my mom like, what's your Apple ID? She doesn't know what that is. Like the other day, she called me from Macy's, like called me at work from Macy's, like over and over until I answered. I was like, oh, what's going on? I thought it was an emergency, and she goes, I'm at the checkout. And the lady wants to know if I have an email address. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm at the checkout. She wants to know what my email address is, but I don't know what it is. I'm like, mom, is this why you're calling me? She's like, yeah. I'm like, it's in a notepad in your phone. Like, I prepare her for these things because I know she's going to call. And I'm like, it's in a notepad in your phone. She's like, oh, okay, thanks. And she hangs up. That's my mom. And so my mom had gotten this iPad. And since my mom doesn't know what an Apple ID is, when she got her iPhone, I set it up under my Apple ID. And I know some of you guys already like just heard that and you guys are like, oh boy. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I have FaceTime turned off on my phone. Like it's disabled on my phone because this particular ex-boyfriend of mine would always FaceTime me in the middle of the night or FaceTime me and be like, just want to see your face when you're telling me to go fuck myself. Like he was an idiot. And so, my mom had just gotten this iPad. She calls me and she's like, hey, your brother got me an iPad. Can you come to the house and set it up for me? And I was like, yeah, I'll be right there. So I like went to my mom's house, like helped her set up her iPad, put my Apple ID on it and everything, without realizing or noticing that this fucking iPad, when I set up the iPad on my mom's, like my Apple ID on my mom's iPad, it defaulted my phone number on the iPad and my mom's phone on FaceTime. Like it didn't default my iMessage or anything because I checked that, but it defaulted FaceTime, and I had FaceTime turned off on my phone, so I didn't think that it would do that. Like I didn't worry about FaceTime. So whatever, I set up the iPad, it was good, my mom was great. A week later, I get up for work and check my phone, obviously, and I have like 18 missed calls on my phone from my ex-boyfriend. And I'm like, oh my Lord. And like 11 of them were like regular calls. He left me like 9 voicemails, like 10 of the calls were FaceTime calls. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I remember thinking like, how am I getting like notifications about FaceTime if like I don't have FaceTime on my phone? I was just like, whatever. Like, I got up for my day. I was like, I'm not gonna, not today, Satan, you're not gonna ruin my day. And so like I got up, and the person that I was with like was getting up for the day too, and I told him, I was like, look at my phone. And he like looks at it and he started laughing, and then he's like, that's hilarious. But I have like do not disturb on my phone when at night. And so he was like, that's hilarious. And I was like, oh my God. He's like, you can call him back and see what he wants. And I was like, no, he doesn't want anything. I'm not going to call him back. So then whenever I go about my, like, I go to get my coffee and blah, blah, blah. I go to work. And then I'm at work, and like, my mom keeps calling and calling and calling. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I like go back to my office, and I call my mom, and I'm like, what's going on? What do you want? And she is like, I was about to say my name. You guys almost heard my name. Okay. She's like, you need to call me back. You need to come by the house. I need to talk to you. I'm like, about what? She's like, okay? You need to come to the house. I was about to say my name again. I'm so sorry. You guys are probably like waiting for me to slip on say my name. And so I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And she's like, I'm being serious. I was like, fine, mom. Okay. Thank you. So like I go about my day, the rest of my work day, I get out of work, and I was going to call my mom back. My mom like lives pretty close to where I work. So I was like, I'll just drop by there. I drop by, and my mom is like red in the face as soon as she sees me. And I'm like, what's up? She's like, what the hell? And I'm like, what? What do you mean? And like, we're just going to call my ex-boyfriend. What can we call him? Just give him like a really annoying name. What can we call him? I don't know. Actually, that's mean. I don't want to give him an annoying name, because I know a lot of people that are, I don't know. What can we call him? Let's call him Raid. Like the bug spray, okay? So my mom, the reason that I know this ex-boyfriend, the reason I met him is because we were set up through my cousin's husband. Him and my cousin's husband are best friends. So like my family, we all like are all around the same, my cousins, all of us are like around the same age. And so we always like hang out and drink, and like, it's fun. Like we're all super close. And so he would always like come to parties with my cousin's husband. And so we were set up. And so he would always come to things. And so I get to my mom's house, and my mom's like red in the face, and she's like, what? She goes, I cannot believe you. And I'm like, huh? Like, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, I cannot believe you, M. Cannot believe that you did this. Like, well, I said M because you guys know my name starts with an M. But she is like, do you let men degrade you? And I'm like, what? And she said that, like, your mom asking you that? She's like, is that what you're into sexually? Like letting men degrade you? And when your mom says something like that, you're like, what? I beg your pardon? And so I'm like, what are you talking about? At this point, I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what are you talking about? So let's rewind to when my Apple ID defaulted on her phone on FaceTime. My phone number got saved on my mom's FaceTime. So while I was sleeping, her phone was ringing with the FaceTime calls. And so my mom wakes up in the middle of the night, like thinks there's an emergency, and she gets the phone, answers, and then in the middle, like it's dark, and she sees him. And he had his dick out, and he was saying like, oh, I just like miss you so much, and I wish that I could eat you out, and I just like look at me, and like just saying dirty things. And my mom was like, she obviously knows him, right? And so she turned her bedside light on, and like as soon as he saw that it was her, this stupid idiot, like, hangs up quick. So my mom tells me, she's like, I woke up in the middle of the night. She tells me what happened. And I'm like, and I was like, this is not happening to me. Like, this isn't happening to me. Like, my mom just saw my ex-boyfriend's dick. Like, this is not happening to me. And so I'm like, no. Like, as she's telling me, I'm like, no, no, no. Like, this is not happening. And so she tells me, she's like, is that how you let men treat you? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. And she's like, does your boyfriend know that this is he calls you and says these things to you? And I'm like, no, like, my boyfriend thinks it's funny. And my mom's like, that's not funny. Like, why would you think that a man talking to you like that is funny? If he did it like that, if he FaceTimed you saying those things with his parts out, it's because he thought that that was acceptable and that you would take his calls. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. That's not what happened. And my mom's like, and she hits me with the parent call, like that one parent phrase that just fucks you up. She goes, I am so disappointed in you. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, I don't believe this. And like, she was so upset. And I'm like, so embarrassed, like mortified. I wanted to die. And so I, like, after I talked it out with my mom, like, I get in my car livid and I call him and he had blocked my number. And I'm like, this motherfucker. I was so mad. And so my ex-boyfriend works in, like, the internet, like, let's say entertainment. Like, he works on the radio. He has a radio show. And so my mom was like, you better make sure that I never see him. I never hear about him because I am going to destroy him if I see him somewhere. And I was like, absolutely, mom. No, yeah, I completely understand. So I'm like, I call him to tell him that he owes my mom and me an apology. And this motherfucker blocked my number. And I was livid. And so I was like, I'm not going to let him get away with this. And so, like, I went on Twitter and I tweeted at his work account, the radio show account. And I was like, hey, remember me? Like, if you want to go ahead and give me a call back, that would be fucking awesome. And so he calls me and he's like, what's up? I'm like, no, don't what's up me. What did you do? And he's like, dude, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Like, I thought it was you. He just kept saying, like, I thought it was you. I thought it was you. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you're a grown up, like, you're a grown man. Like, who does that? What's wrong with you? Like, I have, my boyfriend is like 3 years younger than me. I'm dating a 24-year-old and he doesn't even act like you do. And he's like, I'm like, you better make sure you don't come to anything with my cousin's husband. Like, you better not come to anything. And we see you, like, my mom is ready to fucking tell you off. And he's like, no, absolutely not. Like, I'm not gonna come. And I was like, okay. And so, like, he didn't come. He had, like, a family thing, like, a week later, and he didn't come. And I remember my cousin's husband told me. He was like, oh, well, I invited Raid. I invited him. He said no. And I was like, did he tell you what he did? And he's like, what did he do? And then I told him, and he, like, laughed his ass off. He was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. The funniest thing. And then, like, my dad found out, and it was just, oh, God, mess. Like, a mess. Like, and then I told, and the guy that I was dating at the time, like, my boyfriend, I went home, and I told him, I was like, you're never gonna believe what the fuck happened. And he's like, what happened? And I told him, and he was dying of laughter. He's like, that's the funniest thing. He's like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. He's like, oh my God, your mom was probably fucking pissed. I'm like, she was fucking pissed. And it was mortifying. And so now, yesterday I was talking to someone and they made a comment about how, like, I wonder, like, I was talking to somebody about, like, my audios, and they were like, oh, well, what would your mom say if she knew, like, the shit that you do? And I'm like, no, I don't need my mom to be any more mortified than she already is. Like, my mom obviously knows that her daughter is into some shit. Like, and then on top of that, you guys imagine if my mom found out that I masturbated in her house? Oh my God, she'd die. My poor mother. She has no idea what kind of children she raised. So this is kind of long. I'm so sorry. But hopefully, if you listen to this, I hope it makes your Tuesday better. I still don't, like, feel super great, but I'm probably gonna get around to recording something soon, like within the next couple of days. And I'm also, like, I'm kind of leaning towards, like, doing, like, commissioned audios kind of. Just because, like, I think it would be fun. But I still, like, I really don't know, like, if you guys want to help me out with this, awesome. I really don't know, like, how people price them. I don't really talk to anybody else, like, on Gone Wild Audio. I talk to, like, two other people that are from this community. And so I don't know how, like, commission audios work. And, like, somebody told me, like, do a Patreon. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do Patreon. Because, like, if you are obligated to do things, like, it's not fun. And so I think that, like, the idea of doing, like, commissioned audios would be awesome. Like, I'd have a lot of fun with them. But, like, I don't know how you price them or, like, what you charge for. Maybe I should just, like, write to someone on Gone Wild Audio. That would be really weird. Like, hey, what's up? How do you charge? Like, I don't know. So, yeah, if you guys have any suggestions of, like, how that would work out, that would be great. And, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this stupid, stupid story. I hope you guys, I apologize for wasting 16 minutes of your life to this story about my just the dumbest person, the dumbest ex-boyfriend that I have, who just the dumbest person. But I hope you guys enjoy this, and I sound like an idiot, and I'm sorry, and yeah, bye.